Hello, this is John speaking.
Hey, John, my name is Steve Brownell. I spoke with you in depth a little while back, and it may have been a few weeks back, and I do believe you've called me twice since then, and I'm following back up with you. I don't know if you remember the conversation, and I don't expect you to after all the time, I own a landscape company, patio installation company. I've been using a different marketing company, and I kind of want to bail out of them and try to figure out what to do.
Sure. Yeah. I could definitely most help you out. I don't know why you sound very familiar to me right now.
On the phone one time. We talked for like a half an hour.
Well, I'll help you out, Steve. Very first thing is I need to make sure that it's available still in your area. Are you still doing, is it landscaping?
We do landscaping, hardscaping, patio installation, walls, stuff like that. Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. And you're still in Rochester, yeah?
Correct.
All right. I got this one here. Yes, sir. We do have available here. I did hold it available as long as I could. Luckily, you're calling in, too, because they're starting to call out in the area. So I'm not lying. First off, I like to say this though, I'm sorry things didn't work out with your previous there, but I'm sure it's all about who you're working with.
Yeah, they suck. I certainly don't want to get caught up in that again because, Jesus Christ, dude, I got to figure out what to do to get rid of them. I have not canceled them and they're due to charge me another $200 because that's what they're charging, and I don't want to pay it, and I just want to get away from. I don't even know what's going on with them, but I was under the impression that I moved a year ago, and my address is still at my old address, and I thought that I was paying them to like change the address. They put me in like 350 directories. And it is all fucked up, just to be frank about it, in my opinion. And I would understand that if Google was looking at something and a business has got a couple different addresses, it would probably not rank you very well. It just seems to make common sense to me. I don't know. I thought they were fixing it, but, we've been working for months together, and I'm still at this old address, which is concerning to me because, I might move again. I just figured it was like an address change. I didn't know it would take forever and such a headache. And then if I move again, I don't want another address up there. But I have I have two addresses, I couldn't talk to them clearly enough to tell them, what the fuck are you doing? I don't understand what I have to say. Or C, you can look it up. And to me, it's a mess. And this is shit they're all going to clean up. And, the company that I go with, we're going to run into the same thing if it's the same problem. If it's my problem and I got to fix it, just say so. And I'm fine with that. But don't expect money from me putting me in all – because, I take money from people every single day. And I want them always to be happy from what the service I provide them. I don't know how much more clear I can say that to people for longevity of your business, but you can look it up. I've been with these people since like January or February. You know what I mean?
And
It took me, yes. So if you can't, listen, John, and I know you probably don't want to hear from me bitching and moaning about this, but so I'm going to make it as quick as possible. If I can't give you 3 or 4 months and you can't get my shit all straightened out, just say so.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right.
Because if somebody asked me to do something that's out of the scope of work that I can handle, I would just tell them instead of accepting the money from me and then, not doing the job to death. Can you change my address to where it's all
100%.
On the internet?
Okay. Yeah, 100%. Actually, we go over. That's one of the first things we go over.
Right.
Yeah.
I know it sounds stupid, but still till today, I'm showing up in a house I have not lived in over a year.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah,
internet,
let me...
In all the directories that they said they put my name in. Now they're blaming it on the directory people. Oh, they didn't update it. I don't know what to do. All I know is that I just want this shit cleared up.
Yeah, that's a huge factor. I'm not going to lie. So, first off, don't ever hesitate to speak your mind because I learn more about things as well, too. And to be really transparent with you here, it's all about communication with us. That's the number one thing. I'm going to tell you right now,
okay.
If you want this
okay.
thing to run as smooth yeah. as possible at your max results, I'm going to tell you right now, don't take it with a grain of salt. Talk with our technicians. Let them know what you want, what you don't want. If they're doing well with something, do more of it. Okay, we got you. If you don't like it, switch it up. Like, that's how this works. It's a team effort.
Yeah.
Take the village. Make it happen. Make everything happen. So,
right.
I'm
well,
glad
listen,
you're mentioning this stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I don't want to be, like, hounding somebody, talking to them, you know, three times. You know, it's probably going to take a couple hours to figure it out amongst us as a team, like you just said, to figure that out, you know, but I want somebody to understand on how to do it without too much of my input.
Yeah.
And it just seems like the people that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to work with a customer that has to come outside and go, yeah, that paver's crooked. Could you straighten it out? Or, you know what I mean? It's just like,
right.
I'm asking you to do something, do it. Like, if I said to you, John, I do landscaping in Western New York, make my phone ring. You're going to go, okay, you know? And then I'm going to show you some of the things that we do to make it, and then you're just going to take it out. I'm not going to sit there and go, why is my phone ring? I've been working with these people for months. You can't even find my website. It's freaking retarded. I did this shit on my own through Wix and Vistaprint. In a couple of months, I used to be able to get it right to the front page. No problem. All the time. I would always have to, like, you know, I mean, I don't even know what they're doing. And then, I don't know. I don't want to just... Tell me what I have to do to get away from them, because they have me, you know, I mean, we have a website name, okay?
Greenwelllandscaping.com? Yep.
Yes. I mean, so it's being hosted by Vistaprint, which I've already paid for the whole year or whatever they paid Bill yearly. And then they have, what the DNS name's got to get switched, right, to something. How do we get it where they're not dealing with it?
So what we
you just go ahead.
Okay, yeah, we got options for that. Honestly, if you already paid for the year for your website, then I wouldn't offer anything to say to throw money out. This
just
is how much I hope I can earn your trust. Yeah, I want to make sure that customers find your website. That's the key thing. It don't matter how good of a website you have, but if no one's finding it, it's no good. It's no use. So we'll make sure that's being fair.
I care less about the website.
Right. Okay.
A phone ring.
Yes, sir. That's what it's ultimately about. We want to make sure you get a return on your investment. How about this? Obviously, if you have questions along the way, fire away. That is what I'm here for, okay? I'll be happy to answer everything for you. What we do is I actually wrote notes on this account to make sure I keep to my promises. So I hope you don't mind. But, yeah, listen, I even put in target marketing ads through social media if you wanted it. Like, that, it's included in your package. You get your 60 different directories. We'll clean everything up. I was trying to look at a few things on Google itself right now just to see what kind of mix-ups you got going on right now. Sometimes it doesn't even show an address. Sometimes it does. I don't know. There's a lot of different things going on, so to be quite frank with you. But.
Well, that's I thought that best, even if we just got it ironed out,
yeah.
It was the accomplishment that I figured, okay, whatever, I got it on these directories, and it's not, you know what I mean, such a fucking mess. I was like saying to myself, okay, that would be an accomplishment. But in all this time, I'm still I haven't lived at that address in over a year. And we've been working with them since this last winter. I started asking them questions months before my season started, and told them that it's time sensitive if this is what we want to do. We have so much goddamn work, dude, it doesn't even matter. It's you live in an area where the seasons change and it destroys the landscape. And there's just a lot of work. Anyway, that doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, I'm greedy. I want to be able to get good calls and drive the price up of on my business, of the value of my business by doing higher end work. That's what we all want to do, right? We don't want to sell keys forever, do we? You know what I mean? We want to sell Cadillacs. You know, you don't understand what I'm saying. You want, you know. So I told them that they just couldn't figure it out. They just couldn't wrap their head around how to do it. And it's just like, what the hell is wrong with these people? They just couldn't figure it out. I'm like, I want to attract, because listen, I'm with guys in this field, and I talk to them regularly. Their work sucks. They're not capable of doing it. They're getting high-end calls. And they either subcontract the workout, do some of it themselves, but they're crushing me. And I've been in this business for years, and I can't get – and they did it all through Facebook and their online presence.
Yep.
That's where they're getting their work. They get a little work word of mouth if they get a job done, right? But I've looked at some of their jobs going, oh, my God, dude, they walked out of here with $75,000 in 2 weeks' worth of work, you know? And that's what they gave the customer. It blows my mind that I can't speak to somebody that can direct me this way. You know what I mean? I don't know. So.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure I help you out here.
There.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't even show you on the first page when I'm looking up certain, services. I already know a lot of the services you provide. And for that long to not even show up on the first page in general, that blows my mind. I don't know what they're doing, but let's start from the basics,
okay? Are you talking to me frankly, not to make a sale? You're talking to me frankly, because this is so confusing to me that this company would even accept the money and do such a shit job. So tell me honestly, because, John, you make more sense to me than they did all along. I don't know. Well, the lead guy that I talked to, which name was Michael, he actually talked like he had a good game. You know what I mean? But then he pawned me off to a couple people that I couldn't even explain what we did for a living, what our core work was, what we were trying to look for. It was freaking painful. Some of these kids were so out of touch with the reality of more than sitting in front of a computer that they could. I was like, why would I have them to do any, you know, after a while, I was just like, it got. And then finally, I talked to a girl that actually really ironed it out a little bit, but she's, you know, they're dropping the ball, bottom line. Let's just hash it out anymore. What do I got to do with them and get on board with you that work and make it work? Because they're going to bill me. I'm on a monthly plan. What are you going to bill me? What are we going to do? How long is it going to take? Give me the rundown. Basically, I got to get rid of them first.
Yeah. Well, no. Not,
another
yeah. Don't be. Yeah, I was going to say, don't pay them, especially if we're going to be taking over. The best way to do it is say, hey, listen, I got someone else to go ahead and take over this for us. I no longer need your services. Thank you. Boom. That's it.
Yeah.
I get it in writing.
Well, Okay.
Yeah. Get it in writing. Get it in the email from them at least, just to make sure. I'm telling this as from me, from John, not from Local Splash, okay, on this part here, but get it in writing from them. That way say, hey, it is closed account. No longer have to worry about this. I have it on paper. Okay. That's just me looking out for you on that one.
But what I'm asking you too is, what about the Greenwell landscaping? You know, what do you do to recreate or whatever? I know that there's been times where I've moved it from WordPress to Wix or whatever. There's things that have to be done. That's not an issue, right?
No. So when it comes, you're talking about the website. So when it comes to your website, you already have your website built. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to keep touching it. I'm looking at it right now. I like it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think it's well put together. You have your email, your phone number, free estimates, all this stuff. Now, that's my personal opinion. If you want our team to – oh, go ahead.
There is a little – there is some quirky shit in it. You know what I mean?
It quirky, but works. Listen, it works. It does. I like it. I mean, you have all your services right there. Now, one thing is, though, when it comes to websites, if it's working for you, why fix it, right? We'll make sure that is being found. Now, if you're like, you know what, John? I don't like this website. I want a new one. I want to make sure my customers are not being confused. We can use the same domain and develop a brand new website for you, completely included in your package. I have it written down in here to make sure we keep to that promise. And that way you can update it, we can update it, we can make it work. Okay? If it's keeping the same website though and you want us to update, we wouldn't be able to touch that. Just because I'm telling you right now, if we were to do that, it can have complications, it can prolong things. You don't want that type of issues. I'm just giving you a heads up on that, okay?
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Right. I don't want to make this any worse. That's why I'm asking. Okay, thank you for telling. I don't want to make it any worse. So is it better? So you say you could, you know, you would, is it better just to create a new website with a new
Correct.
Web name? Or
with the same,
what are we doing?
Yeah, same domain name. Okay, nothing changes. Customers won't get confused. You could tell them the same website name and they'll find it. But we'll develop a brand new one for you. That way we can stay on top of it for you. And that way you can see the traffic. You can see what's working, what's not working. I think that's the ultimate better option, if you ask me. That's my personal opinion. And it's included in your package because I wrote it down in here to make sure to do that for you. So I keep to my promises.
Right.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Right.
All right.
You cool. did say that.
Right.
You did say that.
Yes, sir.
That. Sorry.
I remember this stuff.
I'll put you in a category of being a little bit smarter than a lot of other people I talk to because I know you did say that you would redo that. It would throw in the package and redo the website. All right. Yeah.
Yes,
you
sir.
Haven't changed what you said. I've got a pretty decent memory too. So
There you go.
I talked to the one guy twice a week for a while. He still couldn't remember who the freak I was. I'm like, dude, how many people do you have calling you? You know what I mean? And you do such a shitty job. You couldn't even remember anybody's name after you talked to them 2 days later. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, I don't know. I just think it's bad business. You're that, you know. Don't you agree, though? You don't even know what's going on with somebody else's name?
That's right. And honestly, Steve, when it comes to all this, customer service is important. You know, we want to make sure that you're feeling comfortable who you're working with because it's the relationship that we're going to build. And we want to earn that relationship, trust, and that's what it's built off of, period, and communication, trust and communication. So let's get things rolling here. Steve, last name, how do you spell your last? Is it just like the business name, Greenwell?
No, my last name is actually Brownell, Brownell. But we changed it because nobody wants to see brown in a landscape name, you know.
Right.
I mean? Unless you're talking dead trees, dead tree landscaping, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense. Brownell landscaping sounds shitty, right?
Oh my God. That cracks me up. My cheeks are hurting right now.
Yeah.
Very intelligent move.
I just want to work with somebody that can understand what this field is like. And I will tell you, I sent those guys, I said, steal work from these websites. I sent them a whole bunch of my competitors' websites. I go, this is what we do. This is what we want to look like. This is the work that we want to steal from. I mean, come on. There's businesses out there that are doing – there's one business I sent them. They do like $10 million every year. They're in this field, they're pretty big for having like 35 employees.
Wow.
They kill it. But they do a lot of high-end work. And I know, and I've gone in behind doing estimates behind their work. And, oh, my God. Their numbers are through the roof on what they'll charge people. I don't even know how I could get to those numbers, and I know I could do just as good as work. So, I mean, they're crazy making money. And so that's where I wanted to be. Get me calls. I don't want to get a guy. I don't want to hear from Aunt Jenny that she needs weeds pulled in her bed. You know, I want high-end customer calls. These guys that I watch grow in this business that are now getting, and I'm not, only because they know Facebook, they know social media, they know how to market, they grew up in it, and all of a sudden they blew up their company, and they don't know jack shit like I know, but I didn't grow up, I'm an old guy, I didn't grow up doing all that shit, and I always put it to the side. But watching those guys and knowing that they're getting all the work from Facebook ads and shit like this, and they're doing half of it themselves, it blows my fucking mind that I've been paying for somebody and I can't get it ironed out. So you understand where I'm at.
I know what you mean.
So,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a few things here, okay? I want to make sure I have this part correct for Google, okay? So I have the business name as Greenwell Landscaping, but the address, I know I don't want to trust what I see. I got the 1699 Qualtrough Road. Is that right?
Yeah, that's not bad. I haven't lived there in a year. That's the address I need to get away from. Like, listen, John, okay. If there's another way to do this, I will set it up. If there's a way to not show the address or whatever, because I'm not going through this shit again. That's my ex's house. So I
that's okay.
There, you know what I mean? We fucking sold out of the house, whatever. She stayed at the house, and I rent. And now I don't know how long I'm going to be rent. I don't care. I'd rent forever because having a house is a fucking attic. You know, I see all the work I got to do on homes to keep these people happy, and I don't want to do it. But it doesn't matter to me. But I'm not going to be at 771 Bay Road forever.
Right.
I've been there for a year, and I still can't get my address on my business name set up right. So if it's easier to – okay.
Don't worry. I got you.
I talked to a lot of people, and nobody's got it right. And
okay.
Not
this is
qualified people. I will give you that. I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's roll on.
I'm gonna touch base on this one. Yeah, I'm gonna touch base just letting you know if they just need to have a physical address on file. You're already registered and everything, so I don't have to worry about it. I'm gonna ease your mind a little bit though. When it comes to the address, we don't need to put your address physically up on there on the Google for people to find. We just put it for the areas. That way, when they are in that area and they're looking up your services, you'd be found. Okay, so
that's
it does not hurt you. It does not go back and forth, all right? So I want to ease your mind on that. Okay.
Once again, nobody's ever told me that in an intelligent manner. And I bet, okay, good. All right, let's move on. That way then, because if it's such a headache, why put it out there? If you need to know it's 771 Bay Road. Is where I reside right now, which I don't get. I don't. It's a rental. I don't care. I mean, I lived at that other place for like 12 years, you know, until we split up.
Okay.
But, you know,
okay.
No big.
Don't
deal.
Worry. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. You shouldn't be worried about it. It's all good.
Yeah.
The next thing, though, I'm gonna make sure here. Hold up one second here. Far as your website and Facebook ads. I need to make sure that our tech team is on the same page with you, okay? So give me one second. I want to make sure we introduce our team to you. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
What time are you thinking?
You let me know. We're open evening works better for you.
Friday evening's probably after. I can do it, like, what time are you guys – are you – what time zone are you guys in?
So our team is going to call you from the West Coast time, but it's going to be – we're open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time, East Coast. I'm on East Coast time with you, so don't worry about that. But
okay.
I mean, if you want later time tomorrow, then we can do that. So let's see here.
Let's do a later time because I'm rolling out like 7 o'clock Eastern time. And I got a ton of shit to do tomorrow. Just running around, looking at work, and I got a bunch of appointments and get my guys rolling. And so I like it hectic. So that's why I want this to work. I love challenges, and I love hectic. I love the hectic lifestyle. I don't want to fucking calm down. I'm a wound up guy, and I need to work. I need things going on. I like my guys out rolling. I like my trucks on the road. I like talking to customers. It's what I've done for most of my life, and I'm 58, and I've done it for a long-ass time, and it's what I want to do. So and I make a shit, and we do okay, you know.
All right.
So, you know, don't I mean, just don't,
we're
going to
flip this around for your partner.
Yeah, okay. It's all I need here, man, because people are deadbeats, man, and it pisses me off. Because you're making it sound like such a simple task, and I've been beating my head against my desk with these people, you know, and it just was like, what the hell? But, so,
okay.
I mean, dude, there's a bunch of idiots out there. I don't like to, you know, so whatever.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You'll see it every day.
Well, don't worry, Steve. I got you. So when it comes to your website and all this stuff, I want to make sure that they're on the same page, everything's working well. We're going to get everything going, okay? Tomorrow,
yeah.
What time? I mean, I can set up for like 5 o'clock your time, from 5 to 6 in that time range.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Would that work?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Eastern. I'm gonna, 5 to 6 Eastern, yeah. I should be good by then.
Okay. And if you ever, if it takes too long or you need to reschedule, please let our, again, communication is key. Just let them know.
Okay.
They'll go ahead and reschedule or whatever from there, okay?
Right. Right.
So, Steve, I have your email as steve@greenwellandlandscaping.com. Is that right?
Greenwelllandscaping.com. Just greenwelllandscaping.com. So there will be three L's in it.
Three L's. One, two, three. Greenwell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sean has... All right, I'm going to send one. I don't know why it's not showing as the right one on there, but I'm going to give it a shot. Let me see here. Let me know, you guys. I just sent it over to you right now. And if it doesn't come within the next, like, minute or two, let me know. It could go to... spam or junk.
Oh, no. Let me check it.
Oh, that one did shoot back to me. Yeah, it says that one's incorrect. How about this? The one, are you sure it doesn't have like the and? Greenwell and landscape?
No. No.
Huh. Okay.
No, Steve at Greenwell. GREENWELL. landscaping.com.
Okay, got it, got it. I got you. All right, partner. I'm going to send it to you right now.
Watch
it
over.
Okay. Yes, sir. Give me 2 seconds here. I got you. Sending, bada bing, bada boom. That should went. Oh, that still didn't go through either. What the heck? Wasn't it going through? And that's
so
straight from your website, too. Yeah.
It's not even coming. No wonder. They don't even have the website address right.
Double check for me real quick.
My email address right on the website?
Can you take a look at the one from your website? Yeah.
Let me look. Hang on.
I hope that's right, because that would be weird.
I mean, you want me to look on my website? Is that what you said?
Yeah, in case if it didn't come through, I just want to make sure. And then that's another thing
I
will point out to
you.
Our guys.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. Invitation, local splash. Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
It came through.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, I was about to lose my mind. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next part. All right, so... all this is for our team. I want to make sure I don't want to trust what's on Google because I don't, quite frankly, I don't trust whoever you were working with what they did. So I'd rather just talk from the horse's mouth here. As far as your hours of operations, what would you like to be found? Monday through Friday, 24/7. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, so it's the way it's set up in there is fine. But what do you think that people won't call you if it's closed and they only call through business hours? Because, you know, in this field over the years, I get calls whenever, which doesn't really bother me. They can leave voicemails. I sometimes pick it up. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter to me. But do you, and I, I don't think I've ever had the hours like completely listed or whatever. I know that it's like closed on Sunday or maybe, or Saturday is like 8 to 3 and it's probably like 7 to 6 or something, but you know, that's fine. But cause you know, we work out of a place that we don't have a storefront. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's
we're
fine.
Closed, but you know, they, you know, does it detract from people calling because they say you're closed or does it look like you're more professional, you know, because will people not call if it says it's closed? You know,
great question.
People not calling. It doesn't
yes.
bother me if they call at 8 at night. And a lot of my customers will call me whenever. You know?
Right.
But,
the thing is, you don't want to miss opportunities. And if you're asking for, this
right.
is my personal opinion, I would put your normal business hours, let's say Monday through Friday, or Monday, yeah, Monday through Friday when I'm sewing here is 7 a.m. to 5:30, and then 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And then what I would do is put emergency only 24/7 or something like that. You know what I mean? That way they say, hey, I have the option to give him a call. He might pick up. And if they don't, if you don't pick up, which obviously you won't, you know, it's really after hours, they'll still leave a message if they're really looking for something too. So that way you know
yeah.
you have a valid call. You're not just wasting your time either.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's
my suggestion. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So how
like some of the best conversations, I've had with customers, new customers, is when they're just surfing along, they're sitting in their couch or whatever, and they're just searching, looking for shit. And they go, oh, I'll give this number a call, and it's 7:30 at night. And it doesn't bother me. Sometimes I'll pick up or let it go to voicemail. They'll leave a message and I'll call. But I mean, then if I get them on the phone, you see, I chat. So, you know, I've gotten some great customers when they call whenever. I just don't want to, you know, like think that it's deterring people from calling. But then it's just a question. You know what I mean? To ask you. That's all. So.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, Oh, go ahead.
If you want to do it, they can call. You know what I mean? How you said, then that's fine.
Right, exactly. I just, again, it's all about convenience for the customers, right? And so that's all
right.
It's about.
Right.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to put that. So then on Saturdays, it was what, 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and then 24/7 emergency only. Okay. Now, the next part, how would you like to be contacted? Let's see here. Do you want to just by this phone number? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great. Yeah.
And if you want them to email you as well, obviously, right? So,
yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, far as
when you were looking at the website before, you had said that they don't even have a contact area right out front, you know, like, or a place to, no, you didn't say contact. You said a place to review, to leave a quick review.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's what we can do. I'll make sure. I'm glad you
okay.
remember that.
I thought it was you said the contact thing, but you did say the review. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was one that told them, shouldn't my phone number be on the first page? So you don't have to look at their. I sent them a template or another person's website. It had nothing to do with anything. And I just liked the way that it was like if I was looking to get a hold of these people – for a service, it jumps right in your face. It's a no-brainer. You don't have to navigate through any part of the website. As soon as you hit the website and you saw what they were offering, they had contact information right there, which in turn, they did when they set it up first. The way that it's set up now was my idea to do it. I looked at the first page, I was like, yes. So if you like the home page, I was the one that sent them the exact look and somehow they made it just like that, which blew my mind, John. I'll be honest with you. You know, it was really strange to me that they couldn't figure out.
You know.
They didn't have it on there, dude. I'm telling you, that was my idea of a website that I sent them and they copied it almost to the T. And I just like that. Do you like it the way it is right now?
Honestly,
the first page.
I like the home page. I really do. I'm honest, man. So when it comes to things like that, it's like, hey, they gotta have
something
to contact.
They didn't create that. They didn't create it.
It's like, what the heck?
All I did was, dude, if I want to make Coca-Cola, I'm going to take Coca-Cola's recipe and freaking use it. What am I going to do? Come up with my own recipe? What the hell?
Right,
it doesn't even make sense. Just do what people are doing and copy it. You're not infringing on anything. You're not plagiarizing. You could call it that or whatever, but that's the way business is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what? That's just how it goes. There's nothing illegal about it unless it's a patent that you stole or something, or if you wrote it word by word from, you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense, man. And that's why I tried to send them as many websites as I could to try to show them what we do. They couldn't get a hold of it. But I don't know.
Don't worry. Well, we got you covered, man. And this is the way I put it. I learned this from a, I can't take credit, but you can't, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Just use it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, that's what I would say.
Yeah. There's enough work out there, man. Trust me. I'm not trying to do anything different in this field that I haven't done in years. I just want more phone calls for work that's more, because the work that I know I can do that are, let's be frank, I want $100,000 jobs. I have $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 jobs that I've been doing all summer long. I want, and that's fine. It's a good place to hang in. It's fine. But I want to go to the next level because the only reason some of these guys get this work and I'm like, you're not capable of doing it. And that's where I want to be. You know, I want to be like scared to go, I'll take the check. Cut me a 50% deposit. You know, I mean, really. And these fucking guys are doing it. It blows my mind. And they don't hire anybody. They have not hired anybody. They just know how to use social media better than me. And they're, you know, it just blows my mind. Look up Somerset. I think in this freaking guy, watch this kid grow up. I worked for his parents for years. And the kid started a freaking hardscape company. And he kicks my ass. It's pissing me off. And I ask him, I go, what's going on? Oh, I do it all myself. You know? His presence is pretty good.
There you go. Sometimes you got to do it yourself on these things, man. Well, Thor, all right. I'm going to make sure I get things all going here and moving forward for you, Steve. So I have everything here. Facebook business page. Do you have one of those?
Well, here's another thing. There is years ago, I started some Facebook shit with my ugly ass picture on the front of it. I don't even know who put that picture on there. I think it's, I don't know the account here's the deal. So I know how to get into it, but when you get into it, they said they will send me after they verify who you are or whatever, because I know the passwords and everything. They have to email you a link or whatever to get in or whatever, change your password because you haven't changed it in a long time. So the email account is a Roadrunner account, and those are fucking all closed. They're done. That went from Time Warner to Spectrum. It was Time Warner, then it was, I don't know, it's changed hands a million times. And if it showed that you were actively using that email account, they just got rid of the account. So I called Time Warner and they go, we might be able to find it, you know, and they worked on it and go, man, you're not there. We don't have any record of it there. So, and then you can't change the account. We've already tried to call Facebook and change the account. So, and Facebook is, they won't do shit for you unless you got a goddamn password, you know. So the way to close those accounts, let me know. I've already tried. I've asked some of the kids that use Facebook, which a lot of young kids don't use it, but I asked some kids that work for me that did log on and try to figure out and call. It's always a third party through Facebook. You're not actually calling Facebook. You're calling a third party, company that works. They were telling me they're calling Facebook. I'm like, no, you're not. You know, right? You ain't getting a hold of Facebook.
You ain't getting a hold of somebody
it's a
Facebook.
Third party, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yes, sir. All right.
Well,
so
I knew that, but they swear that they did. Boss, I called them.
Yeah, right. You better check them on that one. Okay. So with that being said, then what I could do is we can make sure to develop you your own Facebook business page. Now, my suggestion on this, so that we can always constantly, I would just like to look out for you guys regardless. You know, I know for a fact we're going to do well with you and do long, you know, earn your business for a long time, but always want to, you know, always tread carefully, you know, meaning saying like, always want to look out for you. This is your baby, period. Again, I hope I earn your trust by saying this, okay? If you can, and you make a new page, great. Do it on your own. Make something basic, and we can update it and do everything for you. And that way, if anything ever happens, you still keep it, right? You don't have to worry about us turning it off or anything of that nature, okay? This is for your Facebook stuff. If you don't, and you're like, you know what, it's all good. I can always make another one down the road or whatever if anything happens. But if not, we can develop one for you, stickety spam, boom, boom, boom. Completely up to you. It's included in your package. But I just want to make sure I laid it out there for you, though, okay? So.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
We'll figure that part of it out. Because I think there's three of them that are under my business, which is ridiculous. Like, I'll get messages from, you know, people, oh, happy birthday. And I'm like, happy birthday? Not my birthday. Because it was under, like, one of the... And it's like, and all my friends are like, no, no, why? It's not your birthday. So my friends are like, it's not your birthday. It's weird. You know, I thought you were born in June. And it was somehow when somebody set it up or whatever, they must have put it the date that they set the page up for Greenwell Landscaping or whatever. But it's a mess. And I just want to figure it out. Okay, so I'll keep working on that part of it. There was something else that my those guys were saying that they were doing. They were calling in and saying it was a bogus page or something, whatever, and they'll eventually take it down. I forgot what they said that they were doing, but that didn't happen either. So.
Well, tomorrow when we talk to our technicians, they'll have more better, well, you know, their scope of everything and to work with you on that. So, they will go over that.
Yeah.
Last thing is,
I'll sit down and look at it a little bit. Okay.
Yes, sir. I already have all of your services that you offer from the previous time we spoke. Hardscape, landscaping, insulation, indoor contractors, snow plowing, patios, platforms, decks, driveways, walkways. I got lawn aeration, moving and maintenance as well too. Am I forgetting anything here?
I'm gonna go over another list and when we talk tomorrow. With those guys,
perfect.
I'm gonna have it.
I think that's good enough for them for now. Okay.
Yeah.
My last thing to go over with you is your service radius. I mean, I could put it just for 50 miles out. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. You know, I mean, that's fine. I mean, you know what? I, you know, quick story. I just did one that was probably 35 miles out, and we got paid well on it, and it came out great, but it's stressful. Because you're so much farther away. You don't know where to get. I had to, every time I needed something, I didn't know where to go to get it because it was unfamiliar with the area. It kind of sucked, you know. But we pulled it off, and it probably took a little bit longer than it would. So 50 miles is about as all as I'll go. Because there's so much work in this area. You're driving by work if you set it out too far. So there's a lot of work around here. I've been doing this for a long time. There's a fair amount of work. So.
No worries. So I'll put it there. That's always adjustable. So you can always change that up whenever you like, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Let me just ask you something, too. I mean, you say local splash, but I don't know if these people can understand locally. I directed them to a map to try to figure it out, and they still kind of didn't understand the zip codes and the areas. I mean, look on the map and copy it from a map. I mean, why are you asking me? I told you where it is. I gave them up, and they were still fucking it up. They weren't spelling the towns right. It was weird. And I'm like, just look at the map. Pull it up on Google. Really? How long would it really take you if you couldn't understand what the customer's trying to tell you? Just look it up so you're right. The map's not going to change, you know? So if we were in Western New York and we – no, dude, I'm telling you. We need to be in one county, Monroe County. This girl cannot understand. Rochester was the city that's in the middle of Monroe County, and then there's like six or seven suburbs that surround that area. And she couldn't freaking wrap her head around how it's set up. So, is this the way kids are younger? How old are you? Don't mind me asking.
I'm 36.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So you're not.
Yes, sir.
You're, well, dude, no, I, listen, there, it's hit or miss whether you find somebody that's in, you know, early 20s that is not been helicopter parented or has any idea what goes on in the real world.
Oh, okay? Believe me, yeah, yeah, so yeah. Oh, Lord. Get me stuck on that conversation. Yeah. I'll be there talking with you for years about it. No lie.
It's
I
hard. I mean, you need help. I mean, you need workers, yeah. Right? You need people. You need technicians. You need people to be able to create websites, do marketing, do all the stuff that we're talking about. And I got to tell you, dude, it's hard to find. You want young talent. You want the young guys. You know what I mean? They're stronger. They should be able to think better. Their brains are better. You can train them better. But that's not the case these days, man. You get people that are just like, oh, my God, you spoke to me wrong. You know? So it's really weird, man, right now.
Yeah, trust me, I don't even, honestly, you'd be laughing your butt off if I was to tell you some stuff. Oh, my God. All right. I have everything in here for the system. My next part for you, right. I'm not taking a no for an answer. This is a protection for you, okay? This is part we're going to be recorded. I'm putting the pricing in there. Just like as promised, it's $249 month to month with that one-time setup fee of $99. Remember, month to month, no matter what, it always stays at $249. I'm going to put that in there in the recording. And there's no cancellation fees. And I even tell you under the recording how to cancel. If that was the case, knock on wood. But if that was the case, I tell you how to do that under the recording as well. In the beginning, though, I'm going to ask you a few questions just to verify you, obviously. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have questions, any concerns, you ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay?
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Here we go. Let's get started. All right, hitting record. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Greenwell Landscaping.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Steve Brownell, and I am the owner of the business.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, Steve, I'm going to press pause for just a second here. After this recording, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way you know anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask that security question, and we'll know it's you, obviously, because you know the answer to it, okay? We just want to make sure everything's very confidential, okay? Yeah. I don't want any problems like that going on. Yes, sir. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Right. In hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 29th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 29th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. So that's the end of that recording part there. Again, the security question, please don't forget your own answer to your own security question. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay?
Right.
So you can pick up any answer you want, but as far as the questions, you can choose one of these three. You have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
First pet's name.
First pet's name it is. And what would that answer be?
Champ.
All right, I love it. That's pretty solid, man, no lie. All right, so now I'm saving it right now, so this will never change, okay? If anyone tries to change that by any means, it's a red flag, you hang up right away. Cool?
Okay, you got it.
Next thing is, Steve, we're on the last two parts here. So far as the card that we're using today, is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And then on the name on the card, is it just a first and last name or a middle initial with it?
There's a middle initial of J, and my first name is Stephen with a PH.
Stephen with a PH. Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and put this through here. I'm glad you mentioned that. And then also, as far as the billing address, though, is it the same billing address or as the – it definitely can't be, right? It's going to be a different –
771 Bay Road.
Bay Road. Okay.
Webster, New York, 14580.
80. Okay, perfect. Thank you, sir. Stay there. And I want to make sure I'm spelling your name correctly on this whole thing as well. I do apologize about that. Right. All right. Now, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4427-9300-1666-9090.
Perfect. And the expiration date?
Is 0927.
Okay. And the security code as well?
854.
Awesome. All right. So before I process anything, I know you've been super patient with me, but I just want to make sure I do a triple check before, because now you know I'm not lying. You got a really good discounted rate here. I want to make sure it stays that way every time so it doesn't move. Okay, so give me just a second.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that doesn't change every time I update here. So, all right. Okay, we're looking good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Okay, now I want to make sure that you receive a text and an email with your actual invoice. Okay. So it should be processing right now. I'll let you know once it goes through, whichever comes to you first, the text or the email, I just want to make sure you see everything for yourself on paper, okay? So give me 1 second here. All right, it just went through now. Let me know if you get a text saying this is your initial invoice, whichever comes out to you.
I just pulled up my taxes. I was reading. Also, try not to engage with the tenants. Here we go. Yeah, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We'll send you a copy. All right.
Okay.
So I did get the tax. Let me check the email.
Okay.
And they'll tell me sometimes it takes a little longer.
This part, I want to make sure you see that I really hooked you up on the social media part. It's included into your package. Most companies, they charge extra for those ads. I want to make sure you see this part, okay? If your text came through, that's great. In that text message, it'll say,
it did.
Click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yep. Local Splash terms of experience, service code, Google business profile, position, Google business profile, director submission, Facebook, Instagram, yeah.
Awesome. Everything that we discuss is in here as a breakdown. You'll see the ads, you'll see everything we discuss. I just want to make sure you see it on paper, man. That way you're protected as well. Take a look at everything. I'm here with you right now. Just in case if you have questions, concerns, take your time through it. Ask away if you need me. But once you do see that everything it discusses in there, at the bottom, there's a checkbox that you have to click, and then you're going to sign your name just like it always shows on your card information, though, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, man, I just want it to be – I want some results. You know what I mean? The same thing's going to happen. You know, at the end of the day, it's just what it is what it is. Just, you know. So I certify that I am the authorized – holder for the signer, and then click here to type your name. Local Splash welcomes you if you have any questions. So when I clicked on that, it's already, what, I just type my name in there? So confirm signature on 6 29, 23. Yeah. Come on, signature's not, does not match. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Stephen J.
Brumwell. It did autofill. It did autofill.
Oh, okay.
I never
technology, man.
Only my mom and my sister and grandmother, you know what I mean? Family members call me Stephen, or if you're in trouble.
Yeah, I go by my middle name, but my parents, my first name is actually David, right? But I go by my middle name, John. And anytime I hear someone call me David, I'm like, oh, man, I think I'm in trouble or something. You know what I mean?
right. Yeah, so local / username and password.
Beautiful. That's all you need to do. Tomorrow, our technician team, when you speak to them, they're going to develop that with you. That way they can walk you through how to maneuver and keep track of all your analytics. You can update your website from there. That's going to be your bread and butter.
Yes.
Okay? That's going to be your best friend.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I asked them to do that. I go, why can't I post some pictures or do something? And they sent me this link that was just like, it was whatever. I don't have to go on. I got to just get a hold of them and cancel before they start billing me. But, again, all right, cool. 5 to 6 tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Cool. Yes, sir. I'm excited for you. I really am. Again, communicate with these guys. They're the best. They're the best. So as long as you communicate with them, they'll make this thing happen for you, okay?
All right. You got it, bro. I appreciate it.
All right, Steven. It's a good talking to you, man. You take care. Talk to you tomorrow.
Good talking to you, too. Take care. All right, bro. See you.